Good afternoon, everybody. So today we're going to discuss the nature of Shvi'i Shel Pesach for the upcoming Chag of Pesach. The Torah tells us in Vayikra Perek Chaf Gimel Parshas HaMoados that we are to rest from Malacha on the seventh day of Pesach. Ve'ikartem Yishel HaShem Shevas Yamim. So you'll sacrifice a korban to Hashem for 7 days of Pesach. Ba'yom HaShvi'i Mikar Kodesh. And then there'll be a Mikar Kodesh on the seventh day. Kol Malachas Avodah Lo Sa'asu. You're not to do Malacha on the seventh day. In addition to that, the Torah in Parshas Re'eh in Devarim Perek Tzayin tells us, Sheishas Yamim Tochal Matzos. For 6 days you'll eat Matzos. Ve'yom HaShvi'i Atzeres HaShem Elokecha Lo Sa'asu Malacha. You'll have an Atzeres on the seventh day of Pesach, and you should not do Malacha. So it's clear in the Torah, obviously, as the of course, that the Shvi'i Shel Pesach, not only Rishon Shel Pesach, has Kedushas Hayom, and it's Aser B'Malacha. But what's interesting are a couple of anomalies that are associated with Shvi'i Shel Pesach. First of all, we know from the Gemara in Sukkah that we do not recite a Shachiyanu for the Chag of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And in contrast, we know that the other Atzeres in the Torah, Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day of Sukkot, does have a Shachiyanu because it's considered a regel b'chnei atzmo. But Masha'inkin, in contrast, Shvi'i Shel Pesach does not have a Shachiyanu. In addition to that, the Gemara in Erchin tells us that we don't have Hallel Shalim throughout the days of Chol HaMoed Pesach and also on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. The only day of Pesach on which we recite Hallel Shalim is the first day of Pesach. And these two anomalies seem to create some tension in combination with the fact that Shvi'i Shel Pesach is a Mirkar Kodesh and a Yom Tov. We would have expected that if Shvi'i Shel Pesach is a Yontif, so then it should have had a Shachiyanu and a Hallel Shalim. So why is it the case that Shvi'i Shel Pesach does not have a Shachiyanu and it does not have Hallel Shalim? In addition to that, we know that there is a significant historical event that took place on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and this is noted by Chazal and Rashi and many others, that on Shvi'i Shel Pesach was the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the Yamsuf. And that's why we read Az Yashir in the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach on Shvi'i Shel Pesach in order to emphasize that great miracle that took place on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But interestingly, that miracle is not made explicit anywhere in the Torah. Nowhere in the Torah does it say that on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, so there was Kriyas Yam Suf, and certainly nowhere in the Torah does it say that the reason why we rest on Shvi'i Shel Pesach is because of Kriyas Yam Suf. So another question I would like to ask is, what exactly is the relationship between Kriyas Yam Suf and Shvi'i Shel Pesach? So just in summary, let's review the questions that we're going to focus on during today's Chabura. The first one is, how exactly are we going to explain the apparent anomalies of Shvi'i Shel Pesach? Number one, the lack of Shachiyanu, and number two, the lack of Hallel Shalim. The second question I'd like to ask is, what exactly is the relationship between Rishon Shel Pesach and Shvi'i Shel Pesach, between the first day and the seventh day of Pesach? Of course, in light of the fact that both of these days are Yamim Tovim, they're both Kadosh, both have Kedushas Hayom and Asur B'Malacha, but they're also two bookends of one Chag of Chag HaMatzos. So what exactly is the relationship between these 2 days of Yom Tov? And the third question is, to what extent does Kriyas Yamsuf contribute to the Kedushas Hayom of Shvi'i Shel Pesach, especially in light of the fact that Kriyas Yamsuf is not made explicit anywhere in the Torah? So let's begin with the last question that we just posed, namely, how does, if at all, Kriyas Yamsuf contribute to the Kedushas Hayom of Shvi'i Shel Pesach? So this was actually a machlokas between, certainly between the Achronim and maybe even between the Rishonim, and we'll get to it via the Mefarshim al HaTorah. Lamesha Chachma, in his commentary on Sefer Shmos, he has a really interesting piece where he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Klal Yisrael to rest on Shvi'i Shel Pesach even before they officially left Mitzrayim. He says that while Klal Yisrael was still in Mitzrayim, they knew that they were going to have, when they celebrated Chag HaMatzos, they were not only going to celebrate and rest on the first day of Chag HaMatzos, but they were also going to rest on the seventh day. Why was it so critical that Klal Yisrael was informed of Shvi'i Shel Pesach while they were still in Mitzrayim? So the Meshech Chachma explains that this instruction was in order to preclude a mistaken impression. What's that mistaken impression? So had Klal Yisrael been taken out of Mitzrayim in completion, and they had experienced Kriyas Yamsuf, and then only afterwards were they to come to know that they were supposed to rest on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, so then they would have mistakenly concluded that the reason, the basis for their rest on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, was in consequence of Kriyas Yamsuf and the drowning of the Mitzrayim and the downfall of the Egyptians on that day. But says the Meshech Chachma that cannot be the case, because we have a rule In Halacha, from the Pasuk in Mishlei, b'nfol oyevecha al tismach, that we're not supposed to rejoice at the downfall of our enemies, and therefore it cannot be the case that Shvi'i Shel Pesach was established as a consequence of Kriyas Yamsuf. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Klal Yisrael know in advance of Kriyas Yamsuf that they were going to have to rest on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, so that they would conclude properly that Shvi'i Shel Pesach really is not related at its core and its essence to Mapalas Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf that took place on the seventh day. So what emerges from the Meshech Chachma's commentary is that the Kedushas Hayom Ashvi'i Shel Pesach has absolutely nothing to do with Kriyas Yamsuf. That doesn't mean that Kriyas Yamsuf was not a historical event. Of course, it was a significant historical event. No one denies that fact. And of course, the Meshech Chachma agrees to the fact that we read Parshas B'Shalach and have Az Yashir on the seventh day of Pesach in order to mark that that historical event. But nonetheless, says the Meshech Chachma, the fact that Kriyas Yamsuf took place on Shvi'i Shel Pesach does not contribute to the Kedushas Hayom, to the status and nature, to the essence of the seventh day of Pesach, to the fact that we rest from Malacha and have a Yontif on that seventh day. That's the position of the Meshech Chachma. But in contradistinction, the Sforno has a total opposite approach. And as Sforno says very almost extremely that were it not for the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf on the seventh day of Pesach, then there would not be a Kedushas Hayom on the seventh day of Pesach. He says the only reason why the seventh day of Pesach is Kadosh and the reason why we are Shovis Memalacha on the seventh day is because of the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf that took place on that day. And in fact, the Sforno interprets the word atzeres in this light. He says, what does atzeres mean? What does it mean to have a gathering on the seventh day? So it means, ne'etz rubo Yisrael yachdav la'avodas hakel yis'ale v'sharu lo shira b'shvi'i shal chag ha-matzos. Klal Yisrael gathered together in order to serve Hashem and to sing him a song on chag ha-matzos, on the seventh day of chag ha-matzos. So the word atzeres comes to connote the shiras hayam az yashir that was recited on the seventh day of Pesach. And thus what emerges from these two commentaries, from the Meshech Chachma and the Sforno, are two very opposite approaches to the relationship between Kriyas Yamsuf and the Kedushas Hayom of the seventh day of Pesach. According to the Meshech Chachma, one has nothing to do with the other. True, Kriyas Yamsuf transpired on the seventh day of Pesach, but it does not contribute to the Isser Malacha and Yontif status of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Whereas according to the Sforno, Kriyas Yamsuf is the precise reason why there is Kedushas Hayom on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So if we ask the question, according to these two commentaries, what exactly is the relationship between the first day of Pesach and the seventh day of Pesach, the two Yamim Tovim that bracket Chag HaMatzos, we would reach two very different conclusions. According to the Meshech Chachma, these are really two bookmarks or brackets of one theme. There's one theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then we bracket that theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Kedushas Hayom that stems from it with 2 days of Yontif, the first one being Rishon Shel Pesach, and the second one being Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But according to the Sforno, these 2 days, despite the fact that they are the beginning and end of one process of Geulas Mitzrayim, these 2 days really highlight two very distinct themes. On Rishon Shel Pesach, we connect to Yetzias Mitzrayim proper, to the leaving of the land of Egypt and being freed from servitude. And on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we mark we mark the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. Two very different themes and two very different bases for Kedushas Hayom on each of the days. Now, just to clarify, even according to the Sforno, we're not going to view Shvi'i Shel Pesach as a regel bifnei atzmo. The Sforno agrees that there's no Shechiyanu. That's an explicit Gemara. The Sforno agrees that there's no Halal Shalim. That's also an explicit Gemara. All the Sforno is trying to say is that the second Yontif, the end bookmark of Chag HaMatzos, has a very different foundation for its Kedushas Hayom in contrast to the foundation for the Kedushas Hayom of the first day of Pesach. Yes, they both constitute 2 days of Chag HaMatzos, which is one general theme, but the first day and the seventh day have two very different foundations for their statuses of Isser Malacha and Kedushas Hayom and Yontif. So let's also just highlight this machlokas with another question, which what exactly is the meaning of atzeres? So we already noted that according to the Sforno, atzeres, this gathering, refers to atzeres l'shira. The Klal Yisrael gather together in order to sing shira to Hashem in response to the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. But according to other Rishonim and Achronim, the word atzeres means something very different. According to the Ramban, atzeres means that we gather together on the seventh day in order to eat matzos. And that interpretation very much is very much in accord with the Meshech Chachma's view that the seventh day of Pesach is not any different in its fundamental nature from the rest of Pesach. We're just continuing the same theme that already existed from the first day of Pesach. So just as the first day of Pesach inaugurated the time of Chag HaMatzos, the seventh day of Pesach is just a continuation of that theme, and therefore Atzeres means that we gather together in order to eat matzos. What practical consequences might exist between these two different views of the relationship between Kriyas Yamsuf and the Kedushas Hayom of Shvi'i Shel Pesach? So the first one, although it's not a practical consequence, it's certainly to a very different conceptual approach to the reason as to why we do not recite Shachriyanu on the seventh day of Pesach. We noted before that the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Mem Zayin and Aleph quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who tells us that although we recite Shachriyanu on Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day of Sukkot, nonetheless we do not recite Shachriyanu on the seventh day of Pesach. Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmo, but Shvi'i Shel Pesach is not. So why don't we recite Shachriyanu on the seventh day of Pesach? So maybe for that exact reason, because Shvi'i Shel Pesach is not a regal b'fnei atzmo, and that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam tells us, b'fnei she'inu regal b'fnei atzmo, u'kvar birich al hazman b'tchilas ha-Pesach. The seventh day of Pesach is not its own regal, it's part of the structure of Chag HaMatzos, and since we already had a Shachriyanu on Chag HaMatzos at the onset of Chag HaMatzos, on the first day of Pesach, so then there's just no basis, there's no reason, there's no room to consider a Shachriyanu on the seventh day of Pesach. After all, this is all one Kiddushas Hazman. It's one set aside time in our calendar, and we marked that time with a Shachriyanu on the first day, so we're not going to do it again on the seventh day. But the Sefer HaBatim, Rav David Kochavi, has a different explanation as to why we don't recite Shachriyanu on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. The Sefer HaBatim, like the Sforno, thought that Kriyas Yamsuf is really the basis for the Kedushas Hayom of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. He says that the reason why we rest from Malacha on Shvi'i Shel Pesach is because there was a new miracle on that day, because of Kriyas Yamsuf. And therefore, he's bothered by the fact that we do not recite Shachriyanu on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And he asks, why is it not the case? And he responds that it's because Shvi'i Shel Pesach has no distinct mitzvos. It doesn't have any additional mitzvos that didn't exist beforehand, and it doesn't have any fewer mitzvos that did exist beforehand. So in contrast, Shmini Atzeres, we don't sit in the sukkah, there's no mitzvah of lulav, even in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a different korban from the korbanos that were brought throughout the rest of Sukkot, and therefore Shmini Atzeres at its core is very different from the 7 days that preceded. So therefore, says the Sefer HaBatim, we can have a Shachriyanu on Shmini Atzeres. But Shvi'i Shel Pesach in its tangible manifestations is no different from the first 6 days of Pesach. We still eat matzos, there's still an Isser Chametz, it's no different, and there's no tangible manifestation or expression of a difference on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So although the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf is a new foundation for Kedushas Hayom and Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and therefore we would have thought to make a Shachriyanu and Shvi'i Shel Pesach to mark that new basis for Kedushas Hayom, says the Sefer HaBatim that we can't make a Shachriyanu and Shvi'i Shel Pesach because there's no tangible manifestation or expression of that new basis for Kedushas Hayom. But what emerges is two very different approaches as to why we don't say Shachriyanu and Shvi'i Shel Pesach. According to the Rambam, we don't say it because there's no room to consider it. Fundamentally, there shouldn't be a Shachriyanu on Shvi'i Shel Pesach because we already had a Shachriyanu at the beginning of Pesach, and this is all one Kedushas Hazman. Whereas according to the Sefer HaBatim, true, it's all Chag HaMatzos, but the first day and the seventh day have different foundations for their Kedushas Hayom, and therefore we would have considered the possibility of making a Shachriyanu on the seventh day, but because there's no tangible expression to which that Shachriyanu could attach, so therefore we don't say Shachriyanu on the seventh day. So although everyone agrees that we don't say Shachriyanu on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, these two different reasons for why we don't say Shachriyanu on Shvi'i Shel Pesach reflect two very different approaches to the relationship between Kriyas Yamsuf and the Kedushas Hayom of the seventh day of Pesach. I'd also just like to thank my friend Chaim Rosenzweig for pointing out that Sefer HaBatim to me. I was not aware of it, and it's not easy to find, so I thank him for pointing that out. There is actually a practical consequence in a debate amongst the Rishonim with regard to the Nusach HaTfilah. So the Maharil, he comments that on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we still say the phrase Zman Chirusenu in our tefilos. Just as we said Zman Chirusenu throughout all of the 6 days of Pesach, so too we continue using that phrase on the seventh day of Pesach. But the Maharil actually quotes a Yesh Omrim, a different opinion, that changed the Nusach HaTfilah on the seventh day of Pesach. What did it change it to? So it went from Zman Chirusenu to Zman Simchasenu. Why do we say Zman Simchasenu? So that opinion explains that it's because of our great joy of due to the, it's because of our great joy in response to the Kedushas Hayom of the seventh day of Pesach and the Kriyas Yamsuf that took place on that day. Because there was Kriyas Yamsuf and a new miracle where we are ultimately freed from the hands of the Egyptians and we witness their drowning in the Yamsuf, so that spurs a great simcha, and therefore we should say Zman Simchasenu. So I think that this machlokas really reflects again the question as to how much of a role Kriyas Yamsuf plays in the Kedushas Hayom of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. According to the Maharil, and of course we paskin like the Maharil, we observe the same phrase, Zman Chirusenu, because Shvi'i Shel Pesach is no different in its Kedushas Hayom. Its basis for Kedushas Hayom is the same basis that existed from the very beginning of Pesach. It's all Chag HaMatzos, it's all Zman Chirusenu. But according to this other opinion in the Maharil, according to this other opinion in the Maharil, so there's actually a new foundation for Kedushas Hayom and Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and that is Kriyas Yamsuf, as we saw in the Sforno and the Sefer Abatim, and that would actually express itself in a new Nusach HaTfilah on the seventh day of Pesach. So although that is certainly not the mainstream view, and no one in Klal Yisrael practices that way, we all have Zman Chirusenu in our Nusach HaTfilah, nonetheless, this machlokas between the Rishonim is certainly a very interesting practical expression and consequence of this more general question as to the relationship between Kriyas Yamsuf and Shvi'i Shel Pesach. In addition to that, this question might also relate to why we don't say Halal Shalim on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. There are two reasons quoted in the Divrei HaRishonim as to why we don't say Halal on the seventh day of Pesach. The first one is from the Gemara in Erchin, where the Gemara tells us that it's because Ein Chalukin b'Korbanos Hayhen. All 7 days of Pesach have the same Korban Mosaf, and therefore there's no what lies behind that line is that there's no new dimension of Kedushas Hayom on each day of Pesach. Whereas on Sukkot it's Chalukin b'Korbanos Hayhen. There's a different Korban Mosaf on each day of Sukkot, and therefore Tosos Masachet Tainis on Daf Chav Ches actually has the phrase that each day of Sukkot is like a new Yontif. Each, of course, it's all part of Chag HaSukkos, but each day has its own dimension, and therefore each day deserves its own Halal Shalim. But in contrast, on Pesach, we have the same Korban Musaf every day, because it's the same exact Kedushas Hayom with no new dimensions on each day, and therefore we have Halal Shalim to mark the onset of Chag HaMatzos on the first day, but we don't have Halal Shalim throughout the rest of the Chag. But there's another reason quoted by Rishonim and Achronim based on a Medrash. And the Medrash says that the reason why we don't say Halal Shalim on the seventh day is because Maisi Yadai Tovim Bayam Pa'atim Omrim Shira, we have a principle of Bin Fola Yevecha Al Tismach. So if the Egyptians were drowning on the seventh day of Pesach, so then we cannot recite Hallel in the face of the drowning of the Egyptians, because we shouldn't recite Hallel while Hashem's creatures are suffering and perishing. So the question is, are these complementary reasons or are these competing reasons? In fact, some Achronim, like the Maharshak, question why we even need two reasons. Why do the Achronim point to the reason of in the Medrash if we have an explicit Gemara in Erchin that tells us that the reason why we don't say Hal on the seventh day of Pesach is because Ein Chalukin B'Korban Osehen, because there's no new Korban. So are these complementary reasons or competing reasons? So they might be complementary, but it sounds like from the Taz that these are actually competing reasons. And the Taz explains that the reason why we don't say Hal Shalim throughout Chol HaMoed is because we don't want Chol HaMoed to appear as if it has a greater stature than Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And we don't recite Halal on Shvi'i Shel Pesach because Ma'aseh Yadai Tovim Bayam Pa'atim Omrim Shir. So if we don't say Halal Shalim on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, then we can't recite Halal on Chol HaMoed, because then that would appear to be giving a misimpression that Chol HaMoed actually has a greater stature than Shvi'i Shel Pesach. But I saw some comment that shouldn't be the reason why we don't say Halal Shalim on Chol HaMoed. The reason why is because of Ein Chalukin B'Korban Hosein. Why do you have to come on to that reason? So it seems like the Taz is assuming that these two reasons are actually competing reasons, meaning either you hold Ma'aseh Yadai Tovim Bayam Va'atem Omrim Shira as the reason, or you hold that Ein Chalukin B'Korban Hosein is the reason. And if that's the case, then the question is what lies behind these two reasons. So what I thought is that perhaps the reason of Ein Chalukin B'Korban Osehen explains why we don't have a new Halal Shalim on the seventh day of Pesach from the perspective of its Kedushas Hayom and its Yom Tov status. So since the Kedushas Hayom doesn't have a new dimension, so therefore we don't say Halal Shalim. But if you think that the reason is Ma'aseh Yadai Tovim Bayam Va'atem Omrim Shira, what you might say is that actually on the seventh day of Pesach there is a new dimension to Kedushas Hayom. As we saw from the opinions of the Sforno in the Sefer Abatim, there's a new dimension in light of the fact that Kriyas Yamsuf took place on that day. And if that's the case, then there is sufficient basis to recite a new Halal on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And once that, and again, so then you would have to come on to a different reason as to why you don't say Halal, and that reason would be because Ma'aseh Yadai Tovim Bayam Va'atem Omrim Shira, Bin Fola Yevecha Al Tismach, we can't recite Halal while the Egyptians are drowning on the seventh day of Pesach as part of Kriyas Yamsuf. There actually might be an interesting nafkamina between these two reasons, which is quoted in the name of Reb Chaim, and also I saw Reb Tzal Zsolti has in his Sefer Mishnas Yavetz. Or let's say that someone wasn't able to say Halal Shalim on the first day of Pesach. So should he say it throughout the rest of the course of Pesach, either during Chol HaMoed or on Shvi'i Shal Pesach? So if you think that the reason is based on the Gemara in Erchin of In Chalukin B'Korban Hosein, so of course you should say Halal Shalim during some other time of Pesach, because you have to mark the Kedushas HaYom of Pesach with a Halal Shalim, and if you didn't have that opportunity on the first day, so you would do it throughout the rest of the Chag. But if it's because of Maisa Yadei Tovim Hayam V'Atem Yomrim Shira, so then you might have a counter pressure that would tie your hands and prevent you from being able to say Halal Shalim on either Chol HaMoed or on Shvi'i Shal Pesach. On Shvi'i Shal Pesach, because you can't say Halal during the time of Kriyas Yamsuf when the Egyptians were drowning, and on Chol HaMoed, because we can't make Chol HaMoed look like it has a greater stature than Shvi'i Shal Pesach. So I just wanted to conclude with one idea in Machshava. So whether you think that Kriyas Yamsuf is a new foundation for a Kedushas Hayom or not, certainly what emerges from our discussion is that the first day of Pesach really emerges as the significant time in Pesach, where we have the rest of Pesach that follows after it. And that comes from the power of the transcendent and majestic first night of Pesach of the Seder and Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim and the re-experiencing of that Nis. And then on the seventh day of Pesach, so we have, as the Sforno says, the transition from Avadim Borchim, from fleeing slaves, to ultimate Bnei Chorin. That after the first day of Pesach, so we left Mitzrayim, that's true, but we weren't ultimately Bnei Chorin because we were still being chased. But on the seventh day of Pesach, after Kriyas Yamsuf, that is the Makkah B'Patish. That is the ultimate step, the ultimate conclusion of our Geula from Mitzrayim, and therefore that might actually serve, as according to the Sforno, as a basis for the Kedushas Hayom of Shvi'i Shal Pesach. I wish everyone a Chag Hasher V'Sameach.